Now, Essex is no stranger to appearing in the limelight. I mean, take Towie, for instance. Essex boys. Well, Gavin and Stacey. And a part of the country I know well down in South Wales, to name but a few. But there is a controversy surrounding a new sitcom set in the Basildon area, which is titled Scumbags. Mm. Now, the series is said to explore the so-called new underclass of the unemployed and uneducated. Sounds like an episode of Jeremy Kyle, this. The man behind the programme is sitting next to me, scriptwriter Chris Windle, who joins me in the studio. Chris, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
Scumbags. Well, obviously, you're going to get a bit of stick about this. When is this scheduled to appear on our TV screens?
In answer to your question, it's not going to be on any. It's not as of yet on the major broadcasters. It is purely a YouTube phenomenon.
Right. Okay. So is it a bit? I mean, are these actors?
Yes. Katie Parsons, who stars in it, she is a girl that I used to go to youth theatre with. She also went to Bird College. She's done loads of theatre work. Mm. She is, you know, if you watch the show, she is a fantastic actress. I'll tell it to you now. Very, very talented. The other guy, Paul Langton, who plays my best buddy on the show, Dino, he is not an actor per se, but he's a MC on the open mic on the open mic comedy circuit.
And so you're not only the script writer, you appear in it as well.
I do, yes, indeed.
Yes, and why not, Chris? You wrote it. Why not give yourself a starring role?
Why not?
Are you Basildon born and bred?
No, I'm not. I actually live in Leon C.
So what has Basildon done to you?
I mean, look, let me just make from one thing clear. The show is merely set in Basildon. It is not meant to reflect Basildon. And I will say that, you know, I want to make that 100% clear.
You won't get away with that, by the way, Chris, because you could have used a different name, a made-up name of a town.
I mean, yeah, we did explore that, but I think I just felt that, having worked in Basildon for 5 years and having had friends there, things like that, I knew that...
You don't like it?
I'm not... Listen, you know, come to Basildon is what I'd say to people. Come and explore, you know, Festival Leisure, the new Eastgate Shopping Centre, the Basildon Market.
Do these people you've put in this sort of underclass... I'm sorry to go back to this Jeremy Kyle analogy, but there is that sort of thing, isn't there, in it? Do these people exist there?
There's a small minority that are like that, yes.
All right. And basically what you're doing is ridiculing the people who think that that's an acceptable way to live.
I mean, most of my friends in Basildon will hopefully look at this as a bit of humour. It's a humorous take on a town. It's almost kind of an exaggeration of that type of person. And in the same way, the only way is Essex, for instance, that's a kind of exaggeration of the sort of nouveau riche, if you like, in Essex.
The problem with that, of course, was that people didn't realise that they were actually playing parts, and people thought that was a sort of fly-on-the-wall documentary to begin with, and some people have taken this the wrong way as well, haven't they? I mean, you've had a few... You called us, you wanted to come in and put the... And put the record straight.
I did, yes.
Because you've been getting a few threats.
Well, this is it. I mean, I have had some very small and minority people that have... I mean, one person even sent me a death threat via Facebook. But I just said to them, look, you know, it was never intended to be a documentary.
I wouldn't even reply to them, Chris. I would just ignore those sort of things, because usually people who tell you that haven't got no intention or able to do anything, so just ignore them.
Yeah, probably ignore them. I mean, like I say, I hope people... Well, one thing I do know about the people of Basildon is they are down to earth, and I'm hoping they will just see this as a bit of a joke, a bit of a humorous take on their town.
I mean, you call it Scumbags. It's on YouTube.
Yep.
It must have cost a few bob to put together. Probably not an enormous amount, but it's cost a little bit, hasn't it?
This is it. I mean, I had a budget of only £600 to make the show. That's all. Most of that went on the actors. Yep. Some of it went on the editor, who was a friend of mine.
Right, okay. We've invited Basildon Council onto the programme to talk about this, but they told us they're not interested in encouraging you to get out there and talk about this. You've only done one episode so far.
That's correct, yeah. I mean...
Do you think that if you get as much stick as you obviously have been, you will do another one?
Oh, definitely, absolutely. I mean, I've got another one in the pipeline, to be honest with you, and we're planning to bring in two new characters. Mm. There's going to be a character called Candice. Candice, yep. Yeah. She is an aspiring glam model, similar to Amy Childs. You know, and we're also planning to bring in a black gentleman who is a bit of a stud by the name of Frosty.
Yeah. Is there no chance anybody could do something that actually was a little bit more positive in life? I mean, why are we continually showing... sorry to use your terminology here, but why are we continually showing the scumbags of society?
I mean, I suppose in a way, really, it's sort of like... I mean, a lot of channels do have an obsession at the moment with representing the broken Britain, if you like.
Yeah.
And from all...
why don't you come in here? Not that I'm inviting you, the BBC wouldn't allow, but, you know, sit in here, fly on the wall about the lovely people like Ben and Claire and Sonia and Jack and all the lovely people around that you meet, struggling to get by.
Just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Maybe it's not as interesting.
it would be as interesting. I mean, can I also say as well that the title was also meant to shock. It was supposed to shock. I mean...
It did.
Put it this way, and it certainly did, yes, you're right. Put it this way, if we had called it the Wandsworth Estate, or even worse still, named it after a certain area of Basildon, that would have been far worse. But as I say, the people... It is only me, the characters in the show, that are scumbags, not... Mm. The whole people of Basildon. I want to make it absolutely clear, because I've actually had a girl only the other day who used to live in school. She even said to me, well, you got bullied at school, and why on earth now are you ridiculing Basildon when you were subject to that at school? Well,
but you are, Chris. You can't get away from it, because you're using Basildon as the background. So, you know, you couldn't have done it in Leon Z. Well, maybe you could.
Well, we could call it The Only Way is Lee. I don't know. Possibly.